This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
It's that time of the week where we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Another week of staying at home. How's it been going, Alicia?
Oh, it's going. I finally decided to start a project, which, I mean, it took me, what has it been, 2 weeks? I finally started one. I've been fighting with my computer for 2 days now. I don't know, Anna. I don't know if I'm going to make it out of this.
You're going to be all right.
And now I got my husband home, so it's going to be even more fun.
Right. I keep telling people this, even though I'm not really doing a great job of it myself, but I keep having to keep busy. So I have, like, I just keep making lists of things to do. And even though in my mind I know that these lists are kind of nonsense, it makes me feel like, all right, come on, keep going. You got to get to the next thing on the list. You got to go on drives. You got to... got to call your credit card company and argue over a rate. You got to, like, do all the stuff that you, like, never have time to do.
What?
That closet that's, like, so annoying that you've been looking at for years. Listen, you got to do that by Thursday this week. That's the plan. That's been, like...
Oh, I made the list.
Yeah.
I just haven't done any of it. That's the thing. Like, I can write the list and then I eat.
Right.
Instead of doing the stuff on my list.
Oh, 100%.
So, I thought she was going to take this computer and throw it through a wall yesterday. And the computer was giving her a hard time.
Oh, I still might.
Good.
Yeah, because I figured out it didn't work properly.
Alicia now is taking the time to organize old photos and get things ready to print photos and put things in frames.
Smart.
And that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But she's working off an old computer and they're old photos. And there's, 4,000 photos in your phone. So imagine the size of that job. And then the computer doesn't want to recognize your phone.
Right.
For like two hours.
Yep.
It was a scary time yesterday afternoon.
And then it finally recognizes your phone and says that it has imported all the photos from your phone. And when you go and look and you see it actually stopped in July of 2019.
Oh, good.
There's no photos after that. And then when you plug it back in, it says there's no new photos.
Right.
It's very frustrating.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been more frustrated with technology than ever. I can't figure out. I have Apple TV now. Like, I got a subscription to it. But I don't know how to get it on my TV.
Good.
I have no idea.
Seems like a sensible purchase.
But I can't figure it out. And then on top of that, I keep seeing all these people, like the Facebook Live workouts. I keep seeing people that are putting it on their TVs so they can watch it on their TVs while they're working out. I can't figure out how to do that too. I can't do the screen mirroring. It's like everything that I've ever struggled with comes up now and is more frustrating than ever.
Just throw it. Throw it at something.
Good. Yeah. That's what we should definitely do. Just throw things.
Yeah. And then make a cocktail.
Right.
Everything will be okay.
So how's Raven been behaving as a husband?
We're here. We're still alive. I mean, I can't. I really do. I have to give my husband a grade when we're all just kind of like stuck together going crazy. It doesn't feel fair.
Oh. Well, if it makes you feel any better, my husband accused me of throwing away the kitchen sink stopper because he, and I quote, says that I've always hated it and this is what I've done. And then he told me that he, and I quote, lives here now and is reorganizing the kitchen because he doesn't like where I store things. That's happening at my house. So I could
this
give
is
my
life
husband
has come
a grade.
To. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, you should. Yeah. Sounds to me like Paul gets an F.
I just feel bad because we're all in the same boat and we're all starting to lose our minds a little bit. It's hard.
Honestly, I think I identify the moments when I'm failing, but sometimes you can't do better. Like, it's that kind of stress right now sometimes,
Do you want to wave?
So when your broadcast doesn't actually work out and you end up back in the studio Monday, that was all my fault.
Right. That's a big possibility. Let's see how we make it through the day. All right, so do you want to waive giving Raven a grade? Do you want to give him a quarantine grade?
Do I get an incomplete?
Get an incomplete. Incomplete.
Yeah. Yep. Incomplete.
Oh, there's a first time for everything, but they keep saying this is unprecedented times.
Sometimes that's so much better than an F, right?